bound for South Australia, 12th to the 18th of June, 1836. After 16 weeks at sea, both the John Perry and the Duke of York met favourable winds which helped them on their way to South Australia. John Brown on board the John Perry explained, "There has been a clever breeze from the north westward since Thursday, during all which time we have never gone less than from 8 to 9 knots an hour. But this evening the wind has increased to a strong gale, putting us under snug canvas." However, on board the Duke of York, the rough seas made for some discomfort and inconvenience, as Captain Morgan noted after the rough weather had passed. "This 24 hours moderate breezes and cloudy but pleasant weather, all possible sail set below and aloft. In the morning, blessed God for a quiet night with all other mercies attending it. Today, bed blankets and wearing apparel have been dried. Found that the water had got into one of our tanks of bread and spoiled about 50 pounds. Having been at sea for so long, the passengers and crew had very little in the way of fresh food to eat. John Brown recorded one fresh meal this week. This afternoon, our captain ordered Powell, who always stands butcher, to kill the sow that was purchased at Dartmouth for the purpose of giving all the people a fresh mess tomorrow. He also updated his diary about the condition and treatment of Mrs. Chandler, who threw herself and her clothes overboard 2 weeks previously. Mrs. Chandler still continues dangerously ill, and this morning it was deemed advisable to take half a pint of blood from her.